Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, during Wimbledon this week, two players had mishaps involving jewellery while they were playing. An earring was dropped, and in another instance, a bracelet smashed to pieces. So why are players allowed jewellery at all? Orla McElroy is sports editor with the Irish Mail. Afternoon, Orla.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Is it like a fashion thing? Is there a tradition of bling on centre court?
There is, yeah. There definitely is. It goes back a long way. It goes back, if you look, talking about bracelets smashing, it goes back as far as 1978. And Chris Evert was wearing a bracelet which came off when she was playing in the US Open, and she had to pause the match to look for it. And that kind of spawned the term tennis bracelet. It gave rise to this little slim diamond bracelet. And it's been a term that's been used ever since to describe that style. So, like, there's a long history of it, and like, it goes back a long time. Both male and female players would wear jewellery a lot. If you think of Andre Agassi, you'll always think of him with the loud clothes, but also like the earrings, diamond earrings, chains. He even wore rings on court, which was quite unusual.
Yeah. Now, are they sponsored to do this? Is it just, you know, showing off?
Some are. It's a bit of both. Some are sponsored. There are certainly players who have, tie-ups and endorsements. Emma Raducanu famously got a deal with Tiffany after she won the US Open in 2021. And it was one of a number of kind of endorsement deals she signed after, like, she was kind of catapulted into fame. She signed a number of endorsement deals after that, and it led some to kind of question, you know, was she spending more time endorsing her brands and ad campaigns than she was playing tennis? But there's a long history of it. Now, some players do, you know, they wear their own thing, or they'll wear things from many different brands, whatever takes their fancy. But there are plenty who have exclusive endorsement deals with big fashion houses. And then there are others like, say, Serena Williams, who went on to develop her own lines of clothing and jewellery because she was sort of known for it on court.
Is it always that practical? Because I imagine if you're wearing something around your neck and you're bounding around a court, you could like poke yourself in the eye or worse.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I presume there is some level of, you know, there's certainly nothing in the regulations, so it's down to common sense of each player. So I guess they'll kind of, you know, have an idea themselves. But you do see, you know, dangly earrings that you might think might cause a bit of trouble. Or watches is one that I kind of get surprised at seeing people wearing. You do sometimes see players wearing watches. Steffi Graf used to wear one. And you see that occasionally. Roger Federer had to deal with a very famous watch brand, but he only wore them afterwards. He would strap them on for the trophy presentation after a final to make sure it was got as he was lifting the trophy.
Yeah, you'd wonder why they'd wear a watch. They don't really need to know what time it is.
No, I mean, you're surrounded by clocks on the tennis court, so I don't think you need to know.
But there are no regulations about this, and there would be no plans to introduce regulations about this.
No, it doesn't seem to be. I mean, as I say, it's been ongoing in tennis for years, and you see players now, and like, there's a lot of the male players would still wear, there's some of them would wear like a lot of gold chains and medallion type chains even, which you would think are distracting. There's no regulation governing it whatsoever. They've lots of regulations around their attire, their playing clothes, their, you know, shoes, socks, branding, all that kind of thing, but none on jewellery or piercings, which I guess makes it kind of attractive for jewellery brands to sponsor them, because the players can just wear them constantly.
Is there a degree of the amount of expensive jewellery I'm wearing is a kind of mark of how successful I am?
I'd imagine so. I imagine the better you are. Certainly the world number one is Aryna Sabalenka, and she's got a tie-up with Cartier. And, you know, you do see it definitely with the higher level of players. There are some who are sponsored by brands which I presume are so exclusive I've never heard of them, from Monte Carlo and places like that.
Yes. It's not even, there's no, I don't bother looking at the price. There isn't one. It's just you've never heard of it.
You've never heard of this. I don't live in that stratosphere. You know, if you're flying around in private jets, you're familiar with these brands.
Orla, thanks a million for talking to us today. Orla McElroy is sports editor for Irish Mail Newspapers.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.